It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Names from Georgia continue to bounce around the speculation mill surrounding what will soon be the Trump administration. So, back for a pre-Thanksgiving political breakfast. Theron Johnson, a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Political Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign, and Brian Robinson, a Republican strategist and former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal. Welcome back to you both, and happy Thanksgiving in advance.
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dennis.
Now, the last time we got together, it was before the election. Theron, I imagine that your blood pressure is more or less back to normal.
I'm getting there. I just returned from Barcelona, Spain. I had initially booked a round-trip ticket. I thought about canceling my return. But my mother, who listens to this show, she said, son, get over it. You're alive. Come on back to America. So I'm happy to be back here and looking forward to talking with Brian.
Now, there are a lot of Georgia names that are knocking around in the Trump administration. Will they or won't they? The one at the top, though, Tom Price, congressman from a district that's primarily Cobb County, chairman of the House Budget Committee, and one of those who's actually floated a substitute for Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. Brian, Health and Human Services Secretary, if he were to be named, what would his impact be on that agency?
It would be such a great move for Georgia and for the country for Congressman Price, Chairman Price, I should say. Tom has had experience on all levels of government, and he is a policy expert, particularly a healthcare policy expert. This is extremely important for Georgia because once Congress does the repeal and replace, and we don't know yet what the replace is going to be, we at least have a substantive leader on healthcare policy leading the administration's charge on this if he becomes a secretary.
I totally agree with Brian that Chairman Price would be an excellent choice to be the HHS secretary. I mean, he's been a person that has been very critical of Obamacare. I mean, he has been one of the many members of Congress who wanted to repeal it and never really offered a solution to replace it. But
I disagree with that. He really has. I mean, I agree with your sentiment that we haven't always focused on the replace. But Tom and Speaker Ryan actually have put plans together.
They have. But the problem has been that, you know, you and I have talked about this on the show, that you've had, I think, pretty close to 40 efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I think Chairman Price, solution was just kind of muddled within the long sort of baseless proposals that were presented by the Republicans. But if you're Congressman Price, Chairman Price, do you really want to tackle this issue of where we see a Donald Trump during the campaign was that I'm going to repeal it, I'm going to replace it, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare? Well, we are now less than 2-3 weeks into the president-elect Trump phase. I can't even believe I'm saying that right now. And he's even walked back some of the promises that he made during the campaign. He's readily admitted that you can't do everything. You've got to make sure that these people, these 20 million people who are insured, how do they keep their health care? But I think ultimately this will be a good move for Georgia, but it also we got to really look at Congressman Price's ambitions to maybe be governor. I mean, he's been mentioned to be one of the many Republicans that could actually run for governor in 2018.
He's been spreading money around the state in anticipation of that. Yeah,
absolutely. So I think the other thing that he's thinking about, and I know personally some of his closest advisors, they're trying to really figure out what's the trajectory after he's done being budget chair or if he becomes HHS secretary.
But if David Perdue, Georgia's junior senator, were named to some sort of post in the Trump administration, that would complicate the equation for Congressman Price as well, along with the equation for a whole bunch of other Georgia Republicans.
This is a junior senator from Georgia that didn't waver. For him to come out and endorse him the way that he did and getting all the national recognition, you got to believe that he's at the table, Dennis, that he's probably taken a trip to New Jersey that hasn't probably been reported yet. And I think that his relationship with Tom Price will tell us a lot about whether Tom Price will be asked to be HHS secretary and also whether he'll take it. I mean, David Perdue is in a very, very powerful position right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, I spent a day with Perdue's chief of staff last month, and they were insiders from the get-go, you know, them and Jeff Sessions, with whom Senator Perdue is very close. They're very close friends in the Senate. And they are insiders at this juncture. They took a gamble, and it really paid off. And I would say the same is true for Tom Price. He stuck with Donald Trump throughout, even as many other members of the delegation, you know, just ran their own races and minded their own business, which at the time seemed like the, you know, the best strategy. But these two guys put their cards on the table, and it's and they won.
Aaron, let me pick up with you for a moment. After the Georgia Democrats caught their breath following the results of the election, they were looking at something that wasn't just the loss of the White House. They were looking at a real loss of influence in Congress, and the bench here in Georgia is not as deep as it might need to be to run every race statewide. Some very prominent names, just not a lot of depth on that bench. So where do Georgia Democrats go from here?
I've said this before, and I especially harped on this in 2014 after we lost in Georgia with Michelle Nunn and Jason Carter, that we needed to do an autopsy. Well, I'm still feeling like we need to do an autopsy. But the problem is, Dennis, is that before you can do the autopsy, you got to actually swallow the pill that the patient is actually dead. And what do I mean by that? The way that we try to run races unsuccessfully in Georgia at a time where we have redefined rock bottom is trying to appeal to an independent, moderate Republican voter that, quite frankly, is not going to vote Democratically. I want to go a step further, Dennis. I think that DuBose Porter should do all Democrats a favor in the state and himself, and he should resign.
And DuBose Porter is currently the chair of the state Democratic Party. Brian, with Republicans, there's a completely different problem. They continue to have huge majorities in the legislature, and a big presidential win can paper over a lot of differences. How long does that paper last? And are Republicans looking at splits along various lines, like religious freedom bills or perhaps further extension of legalization of marijuana in the state or casino gambling, any one of a number of things that could come up this session?
Republicans have got to broaden our base in Georgia. We've got to reach out to minorities, or we're going to lose Cobb. We're going to lose Henry. We're going to lose Gwinnett. We're going to lose these counties, and that's where the population is. So we can't just win on rural turnout. The people aren't there.
The one thing that I think the Democrats have got to focus on is public education. I truly believe, Dennis, that there were a lot of white voters in Georgia who went to the polls and probably voted for Donald Trump and probably voted for Johnny Isaacson, but voted no to OSD, because public education is the one issue that I think that gives them opportunity to say, you know what, we care about the least of these, we care about poor children, and that's some of the things that I think that we can align ourselves with.
Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Political Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson is a Republican strategist and former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal. Thanks to both of you. Happy Thanksgiving in advance to you and your families.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Dennis, always good to be with you, brother.